KTC-9V, mobile.
Hey, JKT, how you doing?
I'm just about your way home already.
Yeah, trying to be. Traffic's okay, but it's definitely a little soupy.
No telling that I-85.
That's one of those things where they just pull everybody over today because there are cops literally everywhere.
Noticed that. I did the Williamston run today, so I didn't have to deal with that. I was only on 85 from Augusta Road up to the 29 turnoff there, so I didn't have to deal with all that. But they had a few cars stopped. Hey, as long as I got somebody stopped, it's not bothering me.
So where are you headed now? Are you headed back home?
Up the mountain. Gonna negotiate the construction zone in 290 here and see how this works out.
Adam, I just passed, I'm coming up on the airport now, so I got a little bit before I hit the construction on 85 North, but I'm hoping it's not bad today.
Talk Simplex, I'm already on 14, just left the, just with 80.
Yeah, well, on the map coming up here a little bit, so I might have some fun getting home today.
She said it, they may DP later on in the week, so I may eke out 2 days this week. We'll see.
Says yesterday and today. I'll be in the office tomorrow, but then I'll be working at home Thursday and Friday. So that'll be nice. I don't really go into the office 3 days in a row when I can avoid it, because it is just a little bit exhausting to have to get up at 4:30 3 days in a row. But this week I need to do it because we have some visitors in the plant. So it is what it is. And then next week back to normal.
I saw something today. I didn't know you guys made the electric bolt cutters.
Yeah, bolt cutter. We also make an electric PEX crimper that I think is basically the same tool with just a different head on it.
It runs for the cutter?
Yep.
She had it in her truck, which is what I drove today. I drove a girl named Collie, drove her truck. And she's got a set of those. I guess she's got girl hands, so she needs some power to do it with. And got an electric set of bolt cutters made by Ryobi. Let's see what it cuts.
Well, looks like Home Depot has the tool only for like $129.
Hey, tool. I got paid for that. About that for my Sawzall.
Same job done.
Sawzall, you get a little bit more tricky and time consuming. It's just the thing, okay, you just put it on that pinch. It comes right off. You know they have the seals on the trailers, on the tractor trailer, they have a seal on the back. That's what they use them for. Normally they'll give us bolt cutters, but the little electric one's a pretty good idea.
And you notice that little, it's like a little tag that's hanging through the holes that the lock would go through or something, right?
Yeah, it's a little tag, and some of them are plastic-covered steel, so they're hard to cut.
Is there anything? You just got to cut them off when you get where you're going?
Oh, yeah. They don't have any keys. They don't want nobody getting in there. They want to seal it up when they pack it, and they don't get opened up until it gets to the destination. That's where you got to cut. And you're supposed to cut the seal off when the person's standing there watching you.
Nice to have for that, but they're $129 at Home Depot, and that doesn't even have a battery or charger with it.
The battery and the charger. That's how they get you. All my stuff is rigid. I'm sure rigid probably has one out too.
Ah, but I can check.
Same people, so. That's a good day to be out and about. It's a good day, even better day to be on the water.
By the way, we do not have a rigid power bolt cutter. Well, there are some hand tools from Rigid that are bolt cutters, but we use the power tools, and we don't do one.
I've got like 6 or 7 Rigid batteries. It'd be crazy if we had to go to another brand just to have to buy another battery.
Nobody wants to have several different battery platforms. I mean, it doesn't stop me. But then again, I've got a special case, so I don't mind having. I've got both Rio and Milwaukee at home, so but that's fine.
Pack them, or you just go get a new one.
Say again?
Do you ever repack the battery packs, or you just go ahead and get a new one?
Yeah, once they're welded together, you can't really just put new cells in them or anything.
What it was I had, but they did that at Batteries Plus one time. Repack your battery. It was a Virgin Reel, too. What's the blue one? Not a Milwaukee. I can't remember the name of it.
The Obi stuff is blue, and it was really common to get the old NiCad packs repacked because it just used a whole bunch of 1.2 volt sub C. I think it was like 15 of them in series, and there were companies that would repack those. But that was, you know, those batteries didn't have like an intelligent BMS or anything in them that I know of. They were just, you know, a box full of cells.
The spare battery for my bicycle. I got the Aerial Rider Kepler. They like e-bikes, and the battery pack of that thing is like $450 if you buy it from Aerial Rider, and it takes forever for them to get it, but they don't keep them in stock. They order them as needed, you know, one per bike. And if you want to carry a spare one, you gotta go find one. But you can find them on Alibaba, what do you call that? You can get them on there, but it's like $300 to $350.
My office that have outfitted their e-bikes to run on our 40-volt batteries, and that's pretty slick.
Real Rider Kepler is a 52-volt.
Geico batteries that we used to make.
They're like the bicycle, though. The bicycle's a beast.
A couple of years ago, that had one of those Amazon bolt-on e-bike conversion things, and he took one of the battery packs out of our power stations. That one was 13S, so about 56 volts or something like that. And he modified his e-bike to run off of that, so that was pretty slick.
You need stuff.
Old stuff for a lot of things. I took one of our old 40-volt chargers and I gutted the electronics out of it, and I put in one of those Amazon 13.8-volt DC-to-DC converters that can do 30 amps. So I have like a little charging base I can plug a 40-volt battery into and power my radios all day.
HKX. Good afternoon again, gentlemen.
NC9V.
Hi, Patrick, W2JKT.
Before speaking to the Monarch Group. Come on, Eric, Wyatt. Hope all of you are having a good afternoon.
When I'm off of 85.
My inspection passed.
Woohoo!
I'll have to see that set again for a year. How bad is 290 this afternoon?
This is the water tower. I'm following one of our trucks back up the mountain. He's got to go to Tennessee. So hold on a minute. I just put my chain out and you can just pull me up the hill. So up, got a red light here at the church. So far, not so bad. It's the usual slow crawl for this section.
North Pleasantburg is blocked up right now, too. A crane versus a minivan there where State Park Road, or not State Park, but I can't remember the name of the road. We can cut back across the mountain to go to State Park.
Who lost? Probably won.
In the long run, because they believe he run the red light and hit the minivan.
Situation. The truck's like you drive a car now. My light turns yellow, you better stop. Because I can't stop a truck on a dime. Commercial like that one time. Anticipation.
Wyatt, what you out there doing this afternoon? Annual inspection out at Donaldson with the feds. And everything's out. Everything's working great. And so now I have to figure out what I'm doing next. I have at least had lunch. So what inspection did you have from the feds at the airport?
Inspection on all the nav gear.
The stuff or aircraft?
That's everything in the on the ground. So all the transmitters on the ground.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know they inspected that. Good to know.
Check them every month. I do. But the feds come out once a year and make sure all my paperwork's in order.
To come out and check up on everybody else, but I don't think anybody's checking up on them.
Ask my inspector that. Who checks up on you?
Too late now.
Cheers, right?
was having to do state inspections up in North Carolina. They come through to do our inspection in our station there, and we had to inspect the car. Well, I failed him and wouldn't let him drive it off the lot because it was unsafe to drive, so he called tow truck.
Your certification, and we're doing inspections.
It was for his benefit, too, because they had used his car for evasive driving and didn't do an inspection on it afterwards, and there was lots of steering components and tires that were very, very unsafe.
Catch all weather, catch F4 CTD, clear.
And I am pulling up to my next stop, and Leon, you'll probably see me as you go through on your left-hand side of the road. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Maybe I'll stop. NC9V.
Hey, all right, Patrick. Have a good one if I don't catch you again. I'm up here, getting close to the flag, I think. No, just past the flag, I think. I'm failing, but of course, now that I've said that, something's going to go wrong.
Not chasing me. I'm sailing down so far.
I'm past the 26 interchange, so the speed limit went up, and there's a lot less traffic. I think a lot of folks are getting off there, so Google's telling me 43 minutes for the remaining 38 miles, so that's pretty good. Let's just hope it stays that way.
I've spotted Patrick.
Look.
Not now.
Oh, okay. Digital on HF.
A little bit of, what do you call it? JS8.
A little bit too. It's pretty cool. I like the concept of being able to store messages and stuff. I was thinking, oh, we got some police here.
I'll be harassing Patrick. A little off the beaten path there.
And I'll pick a node that we can all talk to and play with the message storage a little bit, see how that works.
It's got Fusion. Now I can do the Fusion with it. It's that Yaesu, so. I want to figure that out. Yeah, I'm about to get done through a node.
Handheld, but I've never actually used a Fusion repeater before to do actual Fusion. So I have a D-Star radio, and I actually own a D-Star repeater that used to be on the air. I took it down because it was just too much maintenance. But, yeah, I think Fusion is a little bit like D-Star, just done a little differently.
Well, I'm trying to make a turn, and I'm not going to make that turn.
Now I'm at the flag.
Patrick told me about him and somebody else was doing a JSA call. And I had it set up for that. I tried it the other day and for some reason it wasn't working on my home rig. So I got to go there and figure out what I'm doing wrong.
Crowd is a way to do full duplex. So you can have, if you have two radios, you can transmit your messages on one band and receive on another band, you know, at the same time. But that seems like it's a bit much to get everybody working on that.
What do they call that? You talk about the Yaesu radio? You talk about the feature of the Yaesu where you can use one part of the frequency for data and the other part for voice?
Left UHF, that might work with Fusion, but I don't know about using JS8 call on HF or something like that for full duplex.
I've got this radio, which is digital, and I got the little handheld portable now, which is digital, and the one at the house is also digital. They're all Yaesus. They all have the Fusion stuff in it. So I want to play with that a lot and get really familiar with it. I'm not exactly sure how you would use the, what would be the purpose in having the digital side versus the voice side. You know, you have your choice of either doing wideband voice, so you can narrow band voice with narrow band data at the same time. That'd be really interesting, I guess, for like APS, APRS type stuff.
A lot of people use it for doing APRS, and there's some other things. I know with D-Star, there used to be an application called D-RAT that you could use for keyboard-to-keyboard, you know, like IRC chat rooms and stuff. at the same time as doing voice, but I've never actually seen it, used in the wild, and the software hasn't been updated in like 10 years, so I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Star, I did play with DMR. DMR has promise, and I got tired of fiddling with it with the hotspot and everything.
DMR is that it's a commercial implementation, so it doesn't really have ham radio specific features in it like Fusion and D-Star do. People have kind of made it work and have some band-aids to kind of make DMR fit into ham radio, because DMR radios are cheaper than anything else. So maybe someday, DMR will evolve a little bit to have some ham radio specific things in it. But I get the job done for now.
I like playing with it. Look at JSA call. That was kind of interesting. Trying to send messages and such. Because me and Patrick, we can talk simplex from his house to my house. That works out real well.
I'm going through a bad spot at the river, WTJKT.
All right, yeah, no problem. Got a little flutter in your signal, NC9B.
The Pacolet River where the repeater just disappeared, so I didn't get your last transmission at all.
You can tell you get a little bit of flutter on your signal.
Me either, but
anything important, I'm sure. Lasagna last night. We have leftovers. I can't wait to get home and get some more.
Yeah, tonight, I think we're gonna make some soup or something tonight. I'll find out when I get home and check the calendar and start making whatever it is. But it sure beats the cafeteria food at the office.
Side cafeteria.
Yeah, we have a food service that runs our cafeteria, and it's mediocre food. You can survive on it, but it's definitely not home cooking.
I prefer the home cooking. Oh, wow. I'm going to kill the stop sign. Tell you.
I guess I'm just going to call Courtney and see what she wants to do for dinner tonight, because I'm about home, and I'll stop by the store on the way home and get whatever. So anyway, I hope you have a great day, and I'll be on tomorrow morning on my way in, so I'll probably talk to you then. NC9V, WTUJKT, I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good day. I probably won't be in tomorrow. I told I don't want to work tomorrow, but yeah, if you need me anymore during the week, Thursday or Friday, let me know. What is today? Today's Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Yeah, so if you need me Thursday or Friday, let me know. But 73s, have a great day, and I'll talk to you later on the bike. NC9B. Clear.